Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. Excited about this one to have Coach Taryn Parker on with us, a great lady doing some pretty neat things, and truly grateful to have her on. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Absolutely honored.
Let's go. Yeah. Well, I know off air we talked a little bit about your journey, but if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that journey with the audience so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Yes. So Journey, grew up a coach's kid, grew up a teacher's kid. Both my parents were teachers. Dad was a coach for 40 years. Grew up in the field house and was really blessed to just have a blueprint of the education and in sports world before I even dabbled in it. And then went off and played in college at Incarnate Word. And then have been coaching ever since. Started out in Midland and then had a stint in college as well, and then here in Dallas.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah. It's always that's a good background. I know we talked about, you know, off air about, you know, being around that, because I'm, you know, educated from educators as well. Being around that background, you don't know that you were being groomed or being taught, you know, the ins and outs, but it's a blessing when you can learn those things that you don't even know you're learning, but then when you get an opportunity to be in it, then now you can apply those things. Like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. That's what he did. Okay, I need to do that.
Yes. Yeah, it was good until I had children and we were trying to pick out names. And so all of us had people. So you're going through names. That's the only time it's not as good.
And that's true. That's true, because all of the names, that's good.
Yeah, they stick.
Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
So I would say one of the biggest things, of course, coming from an education and sports background, one of the things is my education. So many times we get focused on even not knowing what the ladder is that we're climbing. But you just realize going through life that that piece of paper does mean a ton. And of course, being, a student athlete as well, I felt like it was a big accomplishment just because you are carrying a different type of load. You are taking, you know, way more time. You're spread way more thin. And so that was something I know I was really proud of. I would say raising and watching my children, even though I'm not done, I feel like that's one of the things that I feel I get little bits of accomplishment, little milestones that happen with them. And teachers and coaches are some of the hardest working people I know. And so being able to also be involved in my kids' lives in that way is awesome. And then I would just say, like, all the programs I've been involved in. I've been a part of some really successful programs, but even at that, I couldn't even tell you what our records were. I couldn't even tell you what, you know, I don't know what my record is by any means, or I do have gold balls, but those were won with so many people. And so I would say, like, the accomplishment of programs in seasons throughout the year where, you know, I get to have all these conversations and relationships with all these young women and kids. And again, I think some of my success is through their success.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you hit on the magic word, success.
Yeah.
You know, just hearing you talk about your journey and the things that you're proud of, I will consider that to be hugely successful. So let's touch on success. What is your definition of success?
I think success can only be measured after failure. I think that so many times we base success on, you know, we're in a world of social media. We're on a world of kind of hyping ourselves up in a way. I've talked with friends who are at the collegiate level, and, you know, when June rolls around and everybody's, you know, I got an offer from here, I got an offer from here, I got a, you know, and we think that success, but I think really success lies in the ability to have failure and being able to get back up from it and move on and push through those.
I agree with you. What do you think it takes to achieve that type of success?
No doubt, anything in life, it takes discipline, belief in yourself. If I always tell, I mean, something I say to my girls all the time, how do I cheer for you if you're not cheering for yourself? You know, and then also, I think such a huge factor is having good people around you and the people you're doing life with and you know, your little tribe. You know, nobody gains success by themselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
So what I want to do now, Coach, I was going to say now to the fun part, but it's all been fun for me.
Okay.
But yeah. Now to the funner part, I guess. What I want to do is just throw out some words or phrases at you. And then if you don't mind just talking about what comes to mind or heart when you hear these words or phrases. You good with that?
Deal.
All right. So the first one is quality relationships.
So a word or a...
Whatever comes to mind for you when you hear those words, quality relationships.
Most important thing.
Yeah.
I think someday on my tombstone, it's going to say we did life together. And I think that's relationships. We don't get anywhere without them. They can just as easily bring you down. So it's picking the right ones to also carry you through your journey of going up.
I love it. I'm going to share this one with you too, since I love that we did life together. There's a quote from one of my former pastors. And when he said it, it gave me chills. And I always share it because it's in my top five favorite quotes. And it's life moves at the speed of our relationships.
Mm.
Come on,
man.
So I like good, it. Right.
I'm going to text you after and get that written down.
hey, so good. Right. And like
that
I said,
like
when I heard it, I was like it blew me away, and it gave me chills because it's so true. You know, people that are doing great things have great relationships in their lives.
I agree.
And those that aren't, they probably need better relationships.
Agreed.
In their life. Good
Agreed.
Deal.
Very well, much well, so.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the next one, Coach.
Okay.
All right. Living and learning.
Every day.
Yeah.
Living and learning.
If you're lucky.
Every day. Yeah, true. So very true.
Yeah.
Living and learning. How do we do anything if I make mistakes every day, I feel like. But I'm not too proud to say that I don't always try to go back and look at it and then be able to, you know, counter it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day. Has to be every day.
Every day.
Some days, you know, you gain a little bit more character than others. But every day. Yes.
That's good. Well, the last one I'm going to give you, it is, I'm going to pause before I give you this one because this is a good one. Okay.
Okay.
So the last one is legacy.
Legacy. The thing that you leave behind that carries on past you. I think legacy for me, I hope it's not the wins and losses. I hope it's the relationships and bonds that I've created throughout. I hope it's the lives that I helped walk through and do life with. I hope that's my legacy. I hope my legacy is somebody who no doubt is ultra competitive, but did never lose sight of right and wrong and doing what was best for kids.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, as we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and all of the amazing things you have going on. Show you some love.
Yikes. So I'm one of those crazy people who don't have a ton of social media. So I literally only have Twitter. I'm trying to think of what my Twitter handle is. It is at coach underscore Taryn P.
There you go. At coach underscore Taryn P. Well, coach, again, I just want to say, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued
Likewise.
success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Such an honor.
Yes. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.